Then, one morning, my most loving Jesus made himself present before me in the form of the crucified. And he told me that he wanted to crucify me with him. As he was saying this, I saw that rays of light were coming out from his most holy wounds, and within those rays, nails coming toward me. At that moment, I don't know why, though I desired so much to be crucified by him as to feel consumed, I was caught by a great fear that made me tremble from head to foot. I felt such annihilation of myself. I saw myself so unworthy to receive that grace that I did not dare to say, "Lord, crucify me with you." Jesus seemed to be suspended, waiting for my will. Who can say how ardently I desired it in my inmost soul, though at the same time I saw myself unworthy? My nature was frightened and trembled. But while I was in this state, my beloved Jesus, through the intellect, solicited me to accept. Then, with all my heart, I said to him, "Holy Spouse, crucified for me, I pray you to concede me the grace to be crucified, and at the same time, not to let any external sign appear on the outside. Yes, give me suffering, give me the wounds, but let everything be hidden between me and you." And so those rays of light, together with the nails, pierced my hands and feet through, and my heart was pierced by a ray of light together with a lance. Who can say the pain and the contentment? As much as I had been caught by fear before, so much did my soul swim in the sea of peace, of contentment, and of pain afterwards. The pain I felt in the hands, in the feet, and in the heart was so great that I felt myself dying. I felt the bones of my hands and feet being shattered into most tiny pieces. I felt as if there was a nail inside, but at the same time, they caused me such contentment that I cannot express it, and gave me such strength that while I felt myself dying because of the pain, those very pains sustained me so that I would not die. However, nothing appeared on the external parts of my body, though I felt the pains corporally. And this is so true that when the confessor would come to call me to obedience and would loosen my hands, which were contracted, every time he would touch me at that point of my hands, that is, there where the ray of light had gone through together with the nail, I would feel mortal pains. However, when the confessor would command, by obedience, that those pains should cease, they would very much mitigate. In fact, those pains were so strong that they made me lose consciousness, and if they had not mitigated at the call of obedience, I would hardly have been able to obey. O prodigy of holy obedience, you have been everything for me. How many times I found myself clashing with death, so great was the intensity of the pains. And obedience has almost restored my life. May the Lord be always blessed. May everything be for his glory. Now, while feeling myself inside myself, I could not see anything. But when I would lose consciousness, I could see the points marked by the wounds of Jesus. It seemed to me that the very wounds of Jesus had been transmuted in my hands and in the rest. And this was the first time that Jesus crucified me. Indeed, There have been so many of these crucifixions that it is impossible to count them all. I will just say the main things pertaining to this.